Well, you probably just answered my question. I was going to ask you about the Asheville Districts Bill because that was one of the last acts of Senator Tom Apodaca, and it failed right at the end there with a lot of Republican opposition actually in the House. So this is a district that represents part of South Asheville. So Senator Apodaca did represent that area, and he did want to give the residents of South Asheville a voice on the city council. They haven't been represented on city council in a long time, but it was opposed by the entire city council. It was opposed by the entire delegation of Buncombe County, other than Tom Apodaca. How would you have handled that differently, or would it even have been an issue?
It wouldn't have been an issue in my case. I believe that should be a local decision. If the citizens of Buncombe County and Asheville want to change how they're districted and how they vote for their officials, I think that's their business. And they have the opportunity to do something about it. If the majority of people are opposed to that, then it shouldn't happen. And it shouldn't be our state legislature that reaches into their lives and says, we're going to make you break up into these districts that are artificial and that may not really meet the needs or the desires of the people in the communities. If sometime in the future that's a decision local people make, then I say, well, that's their decision to make. I'm a real believer in local rule where it's appropriate. I mean, there are some places where you can't, where the state has to make decisions, not so much for individual communities as regions of our state. I mean, Western North Carolina is a region of North Carolina, and sometimes the state needs to make decisions in Raleigh that are too big for Asheville to make. Asheville can't make decisions for Bryson City. That's not reasonable. But what is reasonable is for the state to say, well, we need to make a decision about the forests and the wilderness here in North Carolina, and we're going to put our weight behind this. And when we do, it's to benefit or to not benefit either business or to benefit the people of Western North Carolina. That's a decision I think that's appropriate for Raleigh to make, but not to come into Asheville and tell the Ashevillians how they're going to live their lives.